بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Before I start, just to explain what he said, is that when a person goes out to seek knowledge, he is not still what we will call graduated. So his example, the world celebrates when someone graduates. He got his honors, his master's, his degree. And they really now say that he's going to now do something, he's going to become wealthy, money will start flowing in. But when a person starts school, grade one, no one ever parties on that day. It's still too far. No child you'll ever see going grade one, and everyone saying he's going to be the master of the world, and everyone lining up for him, and everyone pointing their finger towards him. He's a normal child. So in this world, honor is not given until you yourself make the grade. You'll have to do a lot. Then they'll give you that one party. After so much of sacrifice, so much of wealth. In the path of knowledge, the individual only sets out from his house. In the acquisition of knowledge, knowledge is general. It could be a small child who's going and he doesn't know how to read Alif, Ba, Ta. But when that boy is going, all the angels have already gathered around him. So obviously they haven't gathered because he's someone great. He's not anyone great. Even his ustad doesn't regard him as great. That's why the ustad smacks him. And he definitely, if the ustad tells him, you know, you one day are going to be someone, he like look at the ustad like someone who. It's too small for it. He doesn't even understand. But all the angels, and this was not an exaggeration, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the birds in the sky, then he said the fish in the water, then he said the ants in the hole, said hatta, to such an extent that even the ants in the hole, all of them engage in dua for him. And then the angels spread out their wings in honor. So now what's the honor they're giving him now? He's not someone great. We can understand the day he becomes a great sheikh. Now he's walking. Now you expect everyone to make dua. But that young boy, why are they showing him honor? So what he mentioned was the honor is being given not because he's someone, but because he's the hope of the entire universe. He is the hope. So a lot of times when a child is born, our women have this thing for whatever reason. And it's a funny thing. A woman's supposed to be thrilled when a girl is born. Think of this, because like, you're supposed to link to your own, isn't it? But you will say the granny, when a grandson is born, she gets so excited. And if a granddaughter is born, then she says, hey, you know what? Yeah, daughters are also nice. That sentence, like, daughters are also nice, like, that also. Someone has to ask her, like, you know, when you were born, so you think your father was happy? Because you don't act like you were happy about this. You're supposed to be like a boy, like. So normally you're supposed to be happy of your own. But it's an amazing thing that when a child is born and it's a boy, and why the family says we got our hope on this child. Now when they put that hope, you'll see that granny gets extra love. She'll even show it. All the other granddaughters were born, she never flew from India. Now she's flying now. Someone asked her, like, now are you coming? She says, you know, a grandson is a grandson. He's the hope of the family. So in that hope, there's no real hope. It's just a name. He'll keep my name in the world. But when the entire creation looks at the student of deen, how much of hope they put on him? That they don't look at him as one boy reading Alif Bata. They look at that young boy as someone who's going to light up the entire universe. That is the hope. So they engage in dua. They spread out their wings. They're so happy. He becomes the hope of the angels. And naturally, when you're the hope of someone, and then you're not doing what you're supposed to do, the one who put hope in you starts making extra dua. Because you're the hope. That is why one of the people who have the greatest tawajjuh, attention of the creation, and the most du'as of creation, is the one who goes to study knowledge. Because whenever he goes off the path also, he's the hope. So everyone starts making du'a for him. Everyone. So it's nice to be a hope. Just to get the du'as of all. It's nice to be a hope. Now what do you have to do to get that? That I am the hope of the angels. You just have to be a student. It was my desire always, and we are working towards this, that in being a student, there are grades. You get one is a student the whole day. That's in a Darul Ulum. From the morning to the night. But that boy also, you ask him, are you a student all the time? So sometimes he'll say, I'm a sleeping partner. Sleeping partner, because we know in class, there's two partners. One is the teacher who's awake, and one is the student who's sleeping. But he is a partner in the class. Some boys sleep the whole 6 years. Whole 6 years. So they were there as a student in time. But he's called a student. But because that was given the name now, student, many people started thinking that's the only student. Islam has made things very easy. Whoever is acquiring any amount of knowledge, he fits into a grade, if not on the highest level, but at least on one level. And he is also the hope of the entire creation. Allah make the time come that there is no girl, there is no boy, man, woman, grandfather, grandmother. Except that every day, the day starts when they are getting some knowledge of Deen. And then they go and do their work. In the past it was like this. You would hear in Medina Munawwara, after the Fajr Salah, it was just movement. Everyone was running, getting their pens, getting their books. Then everyone was sitting. Then the muhaddis of the era would come. Imam Malik rahimullah. But all those people in front of him, they were not all great ulama. They were farmers, they were shepherds, they were everything. But their day would start after madrasa. So he would come, he would narrate, they would write down, he would explain. Ishraq time, they would perform the 2 rakats, 4 rakats, and everyone was gone. But every person could remain a student of deen till death. Just because they had that opportunity. A time came in our lives where the acquisition of knowledge became very small. I remember years ago when I graduated, I went to Egypt. So in Egypt you want to see Azhar. So while we were at one place, one of the shuyukh of Azhar saw us, and he was happy to see someone with kurta, because you don't see people with kurta. So he came up to us, he asked us some questions, and then he asked, can I get you some sugarcane juice? One unique thing, when you're in a foreign country, and anyone buys anything for you, you're his best friend. So immediately we were with him to get sugarcane juice. Then he mentioned to us, my father was a very great sheikh of Azhar. He's also teaching, or he was teaching so many years ago. He says, but my father was that one who said that the deen, the ilm of deen must be given in the masjid. So that it's available for all. He said, taking it in the classroom, we restricted it. He said, whoever comes to the masjid must get a chance to study and go. So he said, my desire is a day will come that I want to bring the lessons of deen. And then he mentioned the lessons of Quran back in the masjid. Whether he got that desire of his fulfilled or not, I don't know. But what a desire it was. Allah tabarak ta'ala make it, a time comes in this country that after Fajr Salah, it's not a time where one person is speaking and everyone is sleeping. But a madrasa starts. Everyone is getting their pen, their book. Everyone got his desk. Everyone is wide awake. The teacher teaches. The people make notes. The lesson closes. Everyone reads 2 rakats, 4 rakats. And the person remains as a student till death. This is the honor of Islam. The beginning of the chapters of Ahadith started with Kitabul Ilm. The beginning, if you have to see the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari, and you ask someone, what's the first chapter? When normally the first chapter will always be Tahara, become pure. And thereafter it will become Salah. Imam Bukhari rahimullah's first chapter is, let me explain to you the beginning of revelation. Second chapter, Kitabul Ilm, the book of knowledge. Quran first verse, Iqra, Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq. Everything had to do with this ilm. The demand was, when Rabbi zidni ilma, oh Allah, let my knowledge always increase. That there must not be a single boy, girl, man, woman. In the Western world, they created it to a great extent. That whatever your profession is, they say, carry on studying. Carry on studying, whatever your profession is. My ours and yours first profession is deen. And the studying of deen has to carry on till death. Man kharaja, the one who leaves his house in the acquisition of knowledge, fahuwa fi sabilillah, he will be regarded to be in the path of Allah until he comes home with the game over. That man who says, my game is never over, I'm studying till death, he will live in the path of Allah, he will die in the path of Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make every one of us from the students of deen. With regards to the surah that we wanted to explain today, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while in Makkah Mukarrama, when the enemy saw that his mission is getting very strong, so that's when you normally call for a truce. You say, let's get together, let's talk about this, because people were accepting. So amongst the truce they mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that if it is wealth, if it is woman, if it is prestige, honor, we will make you our leader. We got no issue. Your grandfather was our leader, Abdul Muttalib. We'll make you the leader. Then they said, and if it's not this that you're looking for, then let's come to this, that you want us to worship your Allah. So if we agree that 1 year we will do that, and then 1 year you worship how we worship, then we'll be happy. That's like we came down. But if you can't, you're not getting what you want as it is. So at least half a loaf is better than none. For 1 year, everyone in Makkah will worship one Allah. Everyone. But the next year, then you are ready to give in to us. Also. You join us, which is called Ittihad. That let us unite in our method of worshiping. Uniting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to give an answer. But he had a lot of modesty in him. Amazing he was. His modesty was such, which scholars have mentioned, Abu Lahab, Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab. Abu Lahab was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many a time would say, don't you know, an uncle is from the same root of the father. He was like the father because Nabi ﷺ's father Abdullah wasn't there. It was Abu Lahab. And as he grew up, Abu Lahab was his neighbor. So it was a uncle, it was a father, it was a protector, it was everything. And now it becomes your greatest enemy. But in respect of his uncle, Nabi ﷺ would never say anything. He wouldn't speak. And in respect of his modesty, Allah tabarak ta'ala spoke on his behalf. So the surah came down. Tabbat yada. Now he got no option. He has to read it. He got no option. Tabbat yada. When they told him, you worship one year what we worship, we will worship one year what you worship. He would have wanted to answer, but his modesty was such that he was not going to be loud. Quran would come. That this is the answer you give them. It's what you want to say, but in respect you don't want to be so harsh. Be harsh. So he was harsh. And exactly as the verse came down, Ya ayyuhal kafirun. Think of this. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ تَبَّتْ يَدَا إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. These are the last surahs. Now you're hearing one word. Oh kafir. It wasn't this oh kafir. Oh kafir is a very hard word. Especially when you're telling the people who are your elders. They were all the elders he was talking to. Now you're not going and saying, oh my master, oh my uncle. He said, oh kafir. And kafir at that time had a very bad meaning. When we say kafir, it means disbeliever. In the beginning, kafir meant a farmer. Farmer means because you put the seed in the ground and I see you covering it up. That you know the reality is this thing got everything and you want to cover it. So the farmer was called a kafir. So when you call somebody else a kafir, it means you trying to hide the truth. Oh kafir. Just that word, oh kafir, was hard. La a'budu ma ta'budun. And this is the beauty of Quran. When he would say it to them, it would have one meaning. And when me and you are going to say it, we're not going to say it to any kafir. We haven't got, number one, the guts to do that. And even if you go and you read to a kafir, Ya ayyuhal al kafirun, you'll wonder, what are you like? We are reading it to ourselves. We are reading it to ourselves. We are reminding ourselves of a pledge that we have made as a believer. So we're not telling the disbeliever. We are telling ourselves. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he read it, it meant, O kafir, you're asking me to unite with you in your method of worship one year. La a'budu, impossible. La a'budu, impossible. Impossible means, there's no way I'm doing it, there's no way I'll do it. Impossible. When me and you will read it, we're not going to read it and the meaning of impossible. Because we know our own nature, tomorrow we can collapse. When we will read it, we will be saying to ourselves, I can't do this. I can't do it. For him, it was a statement to them, forget about it. For me and you, it's a reminder to us that don't do it. I can't do this. La a'budu. O people of kufr, I cannot do what you are doing. For him it was to say, have no hope in me. It's not going to happen. When me and you read it, it's to tell ourselves, don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. Beauty of Quran. Everyone who reads it, it takes its own meaning. Don't let it happen. I cannot be a worshipper of what you are worshipping present. And I can't let it happen in the future. So this A'budu ma ta'budun, one more time we'll hear the recitation of it. I want you to think of this meaning, but La A'budu, I cannot worship what you are worshipping, meaning I cannot allow it to happen. Wala antum abiduna ma a'bud. And O people of kufr, you are not worshippers of what I worship. So when we translate it with the word worship, sometimes the mind goes immediately to an idol. And then we say, no, I worship Allah. So then I'm okay. But I'm saying the translation is, I can't let it happen. In the Arabic language, abd comes from the word slavery. It doesn't come from the word worship. Ibadah then comes from the word slavery. So everything got to do with abd. Ibadah is also from abd. The sign of being a slave is worship. The sign of being a slave. So when you go to the word abd, and now you put the translation, I cannot be a slave of what you are a slave of. And you people will never manage to be a slave of what I am a slave of. This is the surah. It can't be at the moment, it's not. And for the future, I can't let it happen. This surah is a unique surah in reminding us every day that there are two slaves in the world. One has become a slave to everything except Allah. Slave to passion. Slave to every pretty face. Slave to every rand, every cent. And how we understand slavery, you will see a man ready to break his entire family just so that he can get that which he became the slave of. Say, I can't do this. I am not a slave now, and I can't let it happen that I become a slave. As for you people of kufr, you won't understand me. So why must I even try to keep you happy? You won't be able to be a slave of who I am. Lakum dinukum, for you is your submission, and for me is my submission. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. This word slave, as you're going to hear the surah, it is this message we want to come out from this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, some people have become the slaves of gold. Ta'isa abdu dinar, ta'isa abdu dirham. He said, some people have become the slave of silver. Ta'isa, they have destroyed themselves. That Allah made that your slave, you became its slave. Upside down. لا أعبد, I cannot be a slave. I am Allah's slave. When this message will start hitting the heart, the mind, our thoughts will change, our walk will change, our fashion will change. A time comes finally, but to become the slave of Allah becomes the honor of an individual. It was this word that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved. Whenever someone would ask him something, he'd say, I am Abdullah. I am the slave of Allah. I eat like a slave. I sit like a slave. He enjoyed this word. And Allah Tabarak Ta'ala loved it so much that whenever he called onto Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he loved to use the word Abd. Qama Abdullah, the servant of Allah, when he stood. Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi. Glory be to Allah, he took his slave. Where normally the word slave in a normal slave market, it doesn't have a word of honor. The word son got a word of honor. My son, this is my son. But in the court of Almighty Allah, the word slave got honor. This is my slave. Abdullah. This surah is to say, O people of kufr, I cannot be a slave of what you have become slaves of. I have entered into the slavery of an Allah. That's my honor. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala allow us to become his true slave, to live as his slave, to die as his slave.